I'd just like to start off tonight and apologize for everybody for my voice. I've had some sinus problems the past few days. It ain't COVID or nothing. Don't worry about that. So I'll make sure everybody can hear me in the parking lot. Thank everybody that's come tonight, my church, and everybody here at Hilltop, and all the visitors here tonight. I want to thank the, I don't know everybody's name that led the song service, but it was beautiful. Amen. I love it. I feel like tonight I need to start off by telling my story, my testimony. I call it my story. I wasn't always raised in a missionary Baptist church. I was raised in a totally different kind of church. I don't want to mention no names, but it was a big church in the community of Willett. So many of you may know where that is. It wasn't until I was about 16, 17 years old when I started dating a girl. And she started asking me and taking me. I don't know why I always say that. She drugged me. I always say she took me, but she drugged me. We went one night to a revival meeting. It was Macon Church, but it was when they were still holding their services at the drive-in or the old driving range. And Brother Wes Pettigo was there preaching that night, and it come upon me that I knowed if I would have walked out of the doors that night where I was going, and it wasn't going to be a good place. But I did anyways, and I struggled with it for a long time. I was lost for a pretty good while, and it wasn't until that same girl, she told me that she was pregnant with her first child. And I just got to praying, and it hit me again. How was I supposed to be a father? And all them emotions and everything just run back over me. And when I started, and I did the one thing I knew to do, and that was to pray. And when I started praying, the Lord let me know real quick what it was I needed to be praying for. Amen. And he set me under. And I laid in the bed that night, and I cried, and I prayed. And I can't tell you exactly how long it was. And he saved my soul that night laying in the bed beside of my wife. Amen. And I'm thankful for that today. Amen. I'm thankful for the salvation that he's planned, that he's made for us today. Amen. I never thought I've never been a big talker. I'm still not sure why, but I know God knows why. And it's not for me to understand why I'm up here talking to you tonight. Everybody's got their Bibles tonight and wants to follow along. We're going to start in a reading lesson tonight in the 13th chapter of Matthew. This is a parable that it'll be in the 24th verse. This is a parable that Jesus talked about, and the last message I did up at the school was a parable. I don't know why I'm stuck on these, but this is the thought the Lord put me on tonight. In verse 24, it's another parable. Put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? He said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. And the main, my main thought tonight comes from the verse 30, where it says, let both grow together until the harvest. There, it's undeniable in this world today that there is good and there is also an evil. There is, the devil is strong at work today, and God lets us grow together in this world. And you might think, you know, we're thankful to be in this world today. I mean, in this country that we live in, to where we can come and we can gather and we can have church services like this. It ain't always been that way. There's been times when this evil was so bad that people was being persecuted up here doing these things. We live in such a great place today, but I'm afraid that before long it may start getting bad again. But I just pray the Lord's will that it don't. But you can look all over this out in the world today, and there's a undeniable evil still. Watch news or on social media. I don't watch the news much, but you know there's an evil presence in this world today. And it's the evil, this evil and sin all throughout this world today. It would lead you to think God is so good and God is so powerful. He can speak things into existence. Couldn't he just pluck up all this evil and the sin in the world today? But I can tell you right now, I was nothing but a sinner saved by God's grace. And we are all a part of that. At one time, was a part of that sin and that same evil. And if he was to take it and pluck all of it up, there wouldn't be nobody left. But because God is so good and God is so long-suffering, he allows us to grow together. And God is so good that he made a way, he gave us a plan or for forgiveness, not to take away them sins, but a way to forgive us of those sins. Amen. And if you look back in the Old Testament, I don't really want to get into all of that, but they used to use, as a way of a sin offering, they would use animals and the blood of these animals. I don't know a whole lot about that. I'm sure Brother Barry does, but it would lead you to think, why animals? What did animals do so wrong? And that's the thing. Most of the times in these stories in the Old Testament, when they was to get an animal to sacrifice for their forgiveness of their sins, it was an animal that was clean and had no spot. And there's only been one person to walk on this earth that was also clean and had no spot. Amen. And if you go with me to the Gospel of John, in the first chapter, I believe he says it best. In the 29th verse, this is talking about John the Baptist. When he seen Jesus, the next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh the sin of the world. That man that has clean and had no spot offered us everything. He took all of our sins and he died on the cross. And because of the blood that he shed for us, so that we may have life. And it says in John 3:16, for God so loves the world. It doesn't say for God so loves the Baptist people. For God so loves the righteous It says, for God so loved the world. And he didn't do it for just us. He for everybody. The whole world. He offered it to everybody. If you'll follow back with me to Matthew chapter 13. We'll go with verse 37. And this is Jesus expounding the parable of the tares. He answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world. And the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be at the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Yep. I'm thankful today that you look at this story, in this first story, just like that farmer, when he planted that wheat to harvest, when it come time for that wheat to harvest, he had a place made up for that wheat. It was a barn. And God also, and Jesus has went and prepared us that same place. It may not be a barn. It's going to be a city made of gold. And I'm glad for that today. There's going to come a day. I don't know when it'll be. Nobody does. No man on this earth does. It may be 100 years from now. Could be tomorrow. But the main thing is, we need to be ready for that day. So we don't have to worry about this wailing and gnashing of teeth to know that we've got a better place to go one day. And I just pray that there be anyone here tonight. I just pray that just here. And I just pray that when the Lord is dealing with you, I just pray that you seek after him. And Brother Brad and Brother Barry and Chris, there's way too many preachers here to mention everybody. But when we come up here and we give you these messages, and we're not doing it to scare you or to scare you into anything. We're doing it because we love you.
Amen.
And we're doing it because we have a love for Jesus.
Amen.
And we know that Jesus can show you that same love that he showed us.
Yes.
I guess I'm done.